Many of our listeners will have heard of Sight Village. It all began in Birmingham with one small event at Queen Alexandra College, and they brought together lots of services and lots of companies providing high-tech and low-tech solutions for blind and partially sighted people. Sight Village has grown over the years and has expanded across the UK as well. Now, joining me today, we have with us Lottie Reid to talk about the latest event on the horizon, which is Sight Village London. So Lottie, are you all good to go? Everything done and dusted?
Absolutely, we are indeed. So we haven't got long to go, and it's our final event of the year. It's always a great event for us, but it's also one of our bigger events as well, so we always enjoy that fact.
There really is something for everyone here. You don't have to be up on your tech either to enjoy this event.
Absolutely not, and that's the great thing about Sight Village is there are the exhibitors are on hand to talk in a bit more detail about what their products are, how to use them. So no, you don't need to be tech savvy at all. It's about introducing people to new inventions and new technology that is out there to assist people in their day-to-day lives.
And as well as that, you have local and national charities come along to talk about the support and the help they can provide.
Absolutely, we do. So we've got the regulars, we've got RNIB, we've got Guide Dog. We have a full range of education providers, charities. So it really is a varied event in terms of the exhibitors who are there.
So something for all ages as well?
Yep, something for all ages. We kind of are looking at ways that we can expand our demographic. So as we say, we've introduced British Blind Sport, who are really good and interactive in providing sports activities for particularly the younger generation, but also the older generation as well.
Now, do you get a chance to play any sport at any of the events?
You do. So there'll be sports tasters available. Generally, that's more at our central event, but British Blind Sport will be doing a seminar to talk a little bit more about how you can be active in and around London and get involved with them.
Brilliant. And you mentioned the seminars, Lottie, because it's not just about rooms full of stall holders that you walk around. There's all sorts of in-depth talks and workshops from a whole host of people.
Absolutely, yes. This year we're really excited. Amazon Echo, they've come on board and they'll be doing a talk, an introduction to the Amazon Echo. As I've mentioned, British Blind Sport will be doing a talk, the RNIB, and also a brand called Sunu as well, who are talking about a new product that they've got. So it's all very informative, interactive in some cases as well. So please do come along.
Now, Sight Village has been growing, I think, probably everywhere you go now in the UK. You obviously have the Jewel and the Crown, Birmingham, Solihull, and you have all these events around the UK. Is that really because people were saying they wanted Sight Village to come nearer them?
Absolutely. We look at where people are visiting. So just because we have an event in London, we actually have people from all over visit that event. So we're kind of trying to look at areas where people require more information about what's out there for them and put events on in those areas where possible. As you mentioned at the beginning, Sight Village did start off as a very small event and it has grown over the years, which is fantastic because it shows that there's a need for it.
Now, you're having this event in London, as you say, it's the final one of the year, and people sometimes come along in groups and so on, but if people were coming along individually, are there any sort of help or support there if people want a bit of a guide around?
So our own mobility officers will be coming along and they kind of oversee the volunteers and provide extra support. So we are at the moment recruiting volunteers for the event, and we hope that there will be assistance there for people to guide them around the exhibition and take them to the seminars as well if required.
And the most important thing is it's free.
It is absolutely free to attend. It's free to register for. The seminars are free. Please do pre-register if you'd like to come. It just makes your check-in more efficient. However, you don't have to pre-register. You can just turn up on the day if you wish.
Great. Now, just remind us, Lottie, where and when Sight Village London takes place.
Okay, so the event takes place on the 6th and 7th of November. On the 6th of November, it takes place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Wednesday, the 7th of November, it's 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And that takes place at Kensington Town Hall in London. It's got easy access from public transport. There's also a car park nearby for people who are either arriving in taxis or driving in. So it is a fully accessible venue, and that's one of the reasons that we chose it, really, because it is so easy to get to.
Now, we're almost out of time, Lottie, so if people would like more information to learn more about the event or, you know, even pre-register, as you say, people can do that. How do they do that?
So you can either go onto our website if you have access to a computer. That's www.qac.ac.uk, and go onto the Sight Village section of our website, Or you can call 0121 428 5041 and speak to a member of the Site Village team for more information. And then we also have an email, sv@qac.ac.uk.
Lottie, best of luck with the event. Let's hope more and more people do take the opportunity to come along to Site Village London. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Alan.